The State Department of Agriculture's Andrew Joseph, who is an apiarist or bee specialist, says annual winter losses among U.S. beekeepers run about 30%. He says Iowa's losses this year are likely to be twice that number, around 60 to 65%.
We can rebuild, you know, from the lost colonies. We can replace those with what we call package colonies that are produced in warmer states that have spring earlier than us. You know, we can import these, say, from California, Georgia, Texas, those southern tier states. But doing all of that, you know, obviously is a lot of work, costs a lot of money.
Joseph says a contributing factor was early December's below normal temperatures. The bees in the hive were forced to eat more of the stored honey before they normally do, and that led to not enough food to last the winter. He says in the long run, the lower numbers of honeybees could eventually drive up the cost of food that needs to be produced by pollinators, including many fruits and vegetables.